Let me bring you what will become a major story in Northern Ireland today. And this is breaking this morning. And it is that the engineering company FG Wilson is expected to make a major announcement shortly. It is understood it relates to employment levels. The BBC understands it relates to employment levels at its operations and that up to 700 jobs could be lost. Now, the company has premises at three locations in Northern Ireland: Larne, Springvale and West Belfast, and Monkstown in County Antrim. So the breaking news this morning is that the BBC understands that FG Wilson, the engineering company, is expected to announce up to 700 jobs could be lost. We need to get some political reaction to this. Basil McRae is the chair of the Assembly Employment and Learning Committee. Good morning to you, Basil.
Good morning, Stephen.
The announcement hasn't been made yet, but this is the information that the BBC understands. What do you think?
Well, I was certainly picking up yesterday that there was a major job announcement, a lot of jobs coming out, and the speculation, of course, was that it was FG Wilson. What's really shocking, though, about the numbers that have been talked about is this is three times higher than what was originally envisaged, you know, the announcement in July. And the real problem with the loss of jobs, if it's confirmed of this calibre, is that they are just that, high-quality, highly skilled jobs, and Northern Ireland really can't afford to carry on hemorrhaging jobs like this. It's a devastating blow, not just for the localities where the jobs are based, but for the whole of the Northern Ireland.
Stay with me, Basil, if you can. The economist John Simpson joining me now too. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
John Simpson, just give us a sense of the impact that this has in a population of 1.7-odd million people, if indeed these job numbers are confirmed.
Well, put it this way, FG Wilson, the last count that I was doing on this, FG Wilson was approximately our 12th largest private sector company. It was employing about 2,500 people until a year or so ago. It's maybe varied a bit since then, but it is a major employer. And I think critically, it's a major employer, for example, in East Antrim, as well as the particular plants within the Belfast area. It's a very major blow, and it's part of a major international company, the Caterpillar Corporation. And I will be interested, and sympathetically interested, to read, well, what is happening, because they have a unique spot in the world market for these generators. And I will be very depressed if I hear that what's happening is production is moving to somewhere else in the world, and that's losing jobs in Northern Ireland.
It is. Well, Basil McRae, we know how important jobs are in Northern Ireland, and trying to sustain and create jobs in Northern Ireland against the flow of where the economy seems to be.
Yes, the real problem about these jobs is that...
Let me interrupt you, Basil, one second, because Kevin McGee has just entered the studio this morning. Kevin, good morning to you.
Hi, Stephen.
What can you tell us?
OK, well, I don't have a lot of details at this stage, OK, but there will be a major announcement at FG Wilson in Larne before lunchtime. Now, my understanding is that workers are currently being briefed at the company's various locations. And what I'm hearing from the staff on the ground is that up to 700 jobs could go. Now, in fact, it could be more than that, OK? But that's what I'm hearing from the staff. We still have to hear the confirmation from the company, and we expect to hear that sometime round about lunchtime. Now, the company has three locations in Northern Ireland, Larne, Monkstown and West Belfast. And, of course, it's owned by the Caterpillar multinational. But one of our key industries within the whole manufacturing sector, and a huge blow for manufacturing in Northern Ireland and for those local areas that will be affected.
I'm just saying, okay, and Kevin, you've got to go to Larne right now, so thank you very much indeed. And there'll be more right throughout the day here on Radio Ulster and indeed BBC Television from Kevin on this story. Kevin, thank you very much indeed. So, Kevin's off to Larne. Let me just bring you some more information that we have about this story. And it is. Let me just read this to you, the information as I see it coming in. Okay, here's what we know. As a result of the evaluation of the small generator set business, and this is from Caterpillar, which is the company which FG Wilson is a subsidiary of, the information is that Caterpillar is releasing, I'm reading from their statement, up to approximately 760 people. Now, this is a combination of salaried and production employees, as well as agency workers. To date, they say in their statement, approximately 170 agency workers, including that total, have been released. Redundancies of employees and release of remaining agency workers will be complete, they say, by the end of 2012 across all four Northern Ireland facilities, Larne, Belfast, Springvale and Monkstown. And they say employees impacted by reductions in 2012 will be offered a VR programme, that's a voluntary redundancy programme, allowing them to leave the company with an enhanced redundancy package. They say they value their employees' contributions. These actions are not a reflection on them, but rather on the business climate. We're just trying to crunch. It's a long, long statement, John Simpson, and the people behind the scenes here, the team are just trying to crunch the numbers within that statement. But there's confirmation, at least, of that top headline number, Caterpillar, of which SG Wilson is a subsidiary, confirming 760 people are to go.
It sounds as if there's part of their production line. You used the phrase the small generator, I think. It sounds as if they've made an assessment that that is no longer a viable part of their production process in Northern Ireland, which brings me back to the what I hope we'll eventually learn. Well, what are the Caterpillar Corporation doing? Are they shifting production somewhere else in the world where it's cheaper? Or is this generally that the world market doesn't give them orders for this bit of equipment? But certainly, it's a very depressing thing. And if I was now sitting as the executive or having their mini summit this morning about the nature of the economy, I think they probably had a warning that this was coming. They are asking themselves the question and presumably asking everybody else the question, well, if we lose these jobs, what else can we be doing in the meantime to begin to rebuild the economy? And that's a phrase that's very much in the lexicon of the politicians and business community. We need to rebuild the Northern Ireland economy. And this puts more urgency into, are we competitive? Have we got the right cost structures? Have we got the right training to get people for the businesses that do want people? And it opens a real debate on, you know, the scale of this loss is so large that we have to think about everything.
Basil McRae, if we think back to June of this year, that's when the company announced that it was moving production of its 400 series generator to China, in order to build the product closer to their growing customer base there. And that led to approximately 160 agency workers here in Northern Ireland being impacted. This is a major setback, Basil, for Northern Ireland.
Yes, it's actually devastating. And the point that John Simpson was pointing out is that these are private sector jobs. We've been losing them for the last 2 years now. If this is part of a trend for people to outsource to other parts of the world, and I suspect that it is, but then it means that Northern Ireland will not be able to stage the recovery that they're getting in the rest of the United Kingdom, and it's a fundamental problem for Northern Ireland. If you lose, it's hard enough to get quality jobs, and if you've got jobs like FG Wilson, which are in a niche market where we have a particular expertise, if we're losing those, then we're going to lose a lot more. And I really do think that we have to have a fundamental root and branch review about how we make Northern Ireland competitive. We simply are not creating enough jobs, and we're not keeping the ones that we have. And anybody that works for FG Wilson, I'm sure, are completely shocked about the news, because it was such a good company with such a good heritage in Northern Ireland.
Let's speak to East Antrim Alliance MLA, Stuart Dixon. Morning to you, Stuart.
Good morning,
this,
Steve.
This speaks to some people. This affects some people.
This will affect a lot of families.
In your area.
In my area, in Larne, and right through to the plant in Monkstown and Springvale as well. It's deeply disappointing. 760 jobs. Doesn't matter whether they are permanent jobs or agency workers. These are people who have to put bread on the table as a result of their pay packet out of FG Wilson.
Well, we do now have confirmation that of the 760 people, that will be a combination of salaried and production employees, yes, as well as agency workers.
Yes, yes. The work is going to China. I had a briefing from the company in July of this year when I raised concerns with them about the agency workers that were notified that they were losing their jobs earlier this year. The company told me that it wasn't economic to produce their small generators here in Northern Ireland and ship them to China. It was more economic to make them in China. And in fact, to cut a long story short, there's strong evidence that the Chinese are actually making knockoff type generators out there, and FG Wilson basically had to take the business there, otherwise they just simply weren't going to be competitive in the world market of small generators.